Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and on today's episode, we will be going over the Azerbaijan Grand Prix in Baku this past weekend. Okay, McLaren, we clearly stated that we did not love that you were always seemed to take over the podcast, take over every race weekend with your drama, and we begged you last week to kind of like stay in the background. No, you just couldn't do that, could you? Okay, so again, another McLaren drama-filled weekend. But before we hit up McLaren, let's look at, we're going to just do some quick shout-outs here. So Max Verstappen, he is showing us why he is the best driver in the world. This comeback, this title fight, could he win a fifth World Driver Championship? Took his sixth career Grand Slam with just a flawless weekend. So we'll start off with congratulations to Max. It was an eventful qualifying. We saw like it was red flag, yellow flag, yellow flag, red flag, yellow flag, red flag. Like the whole, like it was insane. An insane qualifying. Max took a magnificent pole and went on to take the win in the Grand Slam. We want to congratulate Williams. They hit 101 points this weekend, moving up into fifth in the constructors. Alex Albon, just a class act. This guy has been so instrumental in getting Williams over 100 points this season. We saw Carlos winning third to and taking his first podium with Williams. Which we do want to call out how adorable the sprinkles or sparkles unicorn is, and how like Carlos, now you have to race with this unicorn on your helmet for the rest of the season. Like this is just what it is. And then the sticker made it onto the trophy. But it was amazing to see Alex right in the audience with the Williams team for Carlos's podium. This is a team that you just love. Like, we just love Williams. We want to see them do well. And they were a pleasure to watch this weekend. The Racing Bulls, huge shout out to Liam Lawson. He finished P3 and Q3 this weekend, took P5, did his best to defend. I mean, it was a huge masterclass of defense. A defensive race for him this weekend. A huge shout out to Liam Lawson, best career finish with P5, and the Racing Bulls both in the points in P5 and P10. So great work to the Racing Bulls, and shout out to George Russell, who again just happens to be there. Like you kind of don't even notice him, and there he is, and taking second while being very, very ill this weekend. So great race by George Russell, even though we forgot he was there until we saw him on podium. A little bit of controversy this weekend with the Ferraris. Hamilton 8th, Leclerc 9th, where they called for a switch, but it just didn't happen. Hamilton said it wouldn't happen again. Leclerc was like, didn't really matter. So, okay, now that we've gotten down to that, let's talk about McLaren. Like, why? Okay, so Oscar, we'll start off with Oscar. Disastrous weekend. Worst ever weekend by a championship contender. Just horrendous weekend. He crashed out in Q3, qualifying in P9. Fast forward to the Grand Prix. He had a huge jump start, tried to recover, stalled, fell to last place. Then while he was trying to catch up, locked up, and he went into the wall on lap one, race over, DNF. Made three crucial errors this weekend. Huge, huge errors, qualifying, his start, and then that lap one, turn six crash. And really just leaving a lot of people questioning, like, is he breaking under the pressure? He just cannot seem to handle the pressure. And is this it? Is this the turning point in the world in the Drivers' Championship. Like, are we going to see him fall off now? He just can't seem to get it together. We've said this from the beginning. We just don't know if he's got the maturity to handle this, the confidence to handle this, and it's really starting to show. But what he did, okay, so now we're going to dive into the social media. So this is what we do. We wait a day or two after the race. We kind of scour the internet. We look at all the social media platforms and see what people are saying and report back. So one of the big topics of conversation coming out of McLaren this weekend is they're calling him Oscar Reprimand Piastri. Oscar Piastri's relationship with the FIA. So this has gotten a lot of attention. He should have received two separate penalties this weekend and walked away with nothing. So it is like he keeps getting away with penalties that other racers aren't, and people are calling this into question. So in FP2, he ignored the stewards, and he failed to slow under a yellow. So this should have been a 5-place grid penalty, and he only got a reprimand. But what the issue is that, yes, in the notes, if you go on and read, like, we'll get to that in a minute, but regardless. So in Hamilton's previous race, a couple of races ago, he received 2 penalty points and a 5-place grid penalty. Behrman received 2 10-place penalties in previous races this season, and there's no consistency. If you're going to be giving out penalties and punishments, then it needs to be consistent across the racers, and Oscar keeps getting away with not receiving penalties. So that was in qualifying. He ignored the stewards and failed to slow under the yellow, got a slap on the wrist. Now fast forward to the Sunday, he also should have received a grid drop for the next race in Singapore because he had a false start. So we see, and he escaped that as well. And again, if you read down in the notes, that's fine. But like, other drivers have received the consequences, so he should also face the same consequences. So he was not able to serve that jumpstart penalty throughout the race because he DNF'd. It should, that 5-place grid drop should carry forward to Singapore. But again, we are not seeing that happen. So this caused quite an uproar on social media. Now let's get into Norris. So Norris really needed to capitalize this weekend. The fight for the Drivers' Championship is on, and Oscar crashed in qualifying, and Norris, there was a lot of discussion about how Norris really needed to capitalize here. He maybe, I don't know, he was sent out first, he was on used tires, hit the wall, and turn 7, hit the wall and ended up P7 in Q3. So there was some discussion about how he wasted Oscar's qualifying and could have qualified higher. So then we go into the race and Oscar crashes on lap 1 and Norris was caught napping on the restart. Again, like, was this a bit of a wasted, like could he have done more to close the gap was a big question that was happening. But by far the overwhelming amount of conversation on social media after this weekend is the McLaren pit stops. So we are going to just discuss this for a minute. Like, this is the 6th time this season this has happened where Piastri did not have a pit stop yesterday, but in previous races, like, he'll have like an amazing pit stop, and then Norris has literally triple the time difference. It's the 6th time this season that he's had a horrible pit stop, and at this point, we'd like to point out that this is now a pattern and no longer a coincidence. So even though, you know, some fans tend to get, you know, the McLaren fans go at each other, you're either 81 or 4 and you go at each other, we are going to play neutral here and say we are seeing that this is now a pattern. Like, 6 times is not a coincidence, 6 times not an unfortunate mistake. This is now a pattern, and it is a very, very costly pattern to not only Lando, but to the McLaren team. So the pit stop crew, again, so it's made up of like, there's like Lando doesn't have his own pit stop crew and Oscar doesn't have his own. They share a pit stop crew, and it's a mix of like Lando's and Oscar's like mechanics, right? So they had one job this weekend. There was one pit stop, one driver, and it took 4.1 seconds. This is unacceptable. This cost him. Bernie Collins is, she's an analyst, and she commented later, this cost three, if not four, positions for Lando. Which then if you look at it, was 9 points. So the gap could have been closed to 16 instead of 25 point spread between Oscar and Lando. So they're costing Lando and they're costing the team points. The undercut would have happened. He definitely would have ended up ahead of Lawson and Yuki. And then he would have been able, we would put money on it. He would have been able to catch up to Kimi. And this could end up costing him the driver's championship. And we're not being dramatic here. We're just looking at pure numbers. Okay. So we'd like to like applaud Norris. He had a huge stint yesterday on mediums. He went out 36 laps on these mediums, comes in for the pit stop, which would have allowed him to undercut Yuki and Lawson, only to be screwed over by his own team. And all of his efforts in that race disappeared. We saw a tweet. I know you don't call them tweets anymore, but we're just going to call it a tweet by Mel. And it was McLaren, Lando, stay close to Yuki so we can try the undercut. Lando does exactly that on 36 lap old tires. McLaren, here's your weekly 4.1 second pit stop. Like, it's comical, but it's not. Like, this is concerning. Like, as an F1 fan watching this debacle happen week after week after week to only one driver, you really like, you're like, do I want to buy into this conspiracy theory? Is this really happening? But then it's really hard. Like, at the beginning, you're like, okay, it's just the fans causing this conspiracy theory. But now you're like, wait a minute, this is like getting too coincidental. But I would say the worst, and the fans are calling it out, the fans are disgusted, but the worst part of this weekend coming out of it was the gaslighting by team principal Andre Stella. There's no other word for it. This man is gaslighting. He, instead of focusing on the error that was made, the pit stop and how many points the season, like if you add up over every race is the pit stops and the placement drops he's had and the point difference. This is a real uncomfortable conversation for McLaren, and he's refusing to acknowledge it. All he would say was they didn't give Lando a fast enough car. He got stuck in traffic and the pit stop did not make a difference. No stop. It did make a difference. It 100% did. He was quoted as saying that they finished in the position they deserved. Maybe Oscar did, but not Lando. Like, the gaslighting is absolutely too much. So yeah, like, we invite everyone, go back through the races, look at where where Norris had the extra long pit stops. There's at least six of them. Add up all the points that McLaren has cost Norris throughout the season, and we're only sitting at a 25 point difference right now. Like, Oscar's only 25 points ahead of Lando. This absolutely could cost Lando the World Driver Championship. And this is a very uncomfortable conversation going forward. And Oscar bottled the constructors win this weekend for them. Like, Lando was left out alone. They had to be 12 points ahead of Ferrari. Had Oscar not put the car into the wall, they could have walked away constructors, winners in Baku this weekend, and that did not happen. So now going forward, so Sophie Oeg is the communication director at McLaren, and she has announced her retirement. She's Moving on, citing personal reasons and a long commute to the McLaren headquarters. But this fell under a lot of criticism this weekend, saying that she doesn't support Lando. She always hangs him out to dry, and maybe her retirement is being, like, a lot of people felt she was very biased towards Oscar. We can't really speak to that. Like, we don't count how many times either driver's been posted on social media. But what we will speak to is Lando's responses. Lando's always defending the team, but at his own expense. So we don't know how much is that of that directive is coming from Sophie. And maybe now with her retirement, we might see a different response from Lando. And we think that maybe now's the time. He's always been very diplomatic. He's always, you know, defended the team, but the team doesn't seem to have his back right now. And maybe it's time for him to get a little angry. We almost wish he had someone on his team that would be there for him, like his PR. We know he has a manager, but I don't know. It's hard to watch. It's hard to sit back and see this happen, but you know, maybe Lando needs to hire someone in there that on his team that's going to help him be a little more aggressive and stand up for himself a little more. But all right, so we now have to wait for Singapore. Singapore Grand Prix is the first weekend of October. Next weekend, we're going to be looking at the remaining seats. We're going to see what the rumors are out there. We're going to look at who hasn't signed, who has signed, see if we have a follow-up to the last podcast we did about remaining seats. And it's bound to be an interesting week. Thank you for joining us. See you next weekend.